Hey friend, are you looking for episodes that dive deep into your Enneagram type? Or are you searching for faith-based insights that transform your life? With over 300 episodes on the Simply Wholehearted podcast, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But don't worry, friend, I've got you covered. Introducing the curated, personalized podcast playlist that is just for you based on your Enneagram type. So get your copy to help you continue your path of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You can get it at simplywholehearted.com or just click the link in the show notes to get your personalized playlist. And let's continue on this transformative journey together.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's what you do with that time. Maybe it's volunteering at a local soup kitchen or another nonprofit in your area. Maybe it's a resource. Maybe it's picking up someone and taking them to an area that they need to go. And that's just using your car that's a resource to help bless others. And so that's the altruism that is our message beyond just Moi Moi Market to say, hey, this planet needs you. And we are so thankful that you are you, because we are all created with a purpose. There's not a mistake that we walk this planet.
I am Amy Wicks, and you are listening to the Simply Wholehearted Podcast. Welcome to the fifth Advent season of the podcast, created to help you prepare your heart with the joy of Christmas, expand your generosity, and find new traditions to help your family celebrate Jesus's birth. If you've ever struggled with frustration, anxiety, and self-doubt, especially during the holidays, you need to know you are not alone. I am here to help you navigate through the overwhelm with faith, Enneagram, and sustainable and practical rhythms for your everyday life. So listen along as you string those holiday lights, walk off those tasty treats, or drive around trying to find that perfect gift. I am so excited to introduce you to a new friend with a passion to change the world, one gift at a time. Kelsey Walizewski is the founder of Moi Moi Market, an online shopping site that helps us fight human trafficking in style. Not only are we going to chat about how to maximize our impact this holiday season, but also hear an amazing story about whales, because her other full-time job is a tour guide in Hawaii. I know, it's so fun, and I am excited for you to learn more about it. We do refer to several different things in this conversation, like our episode on her podcast, the Talking Story podcast, an episode about her favorite Christmas carol, and of course, we talk a lot about Moi Moi Market. So just check the show notes for all the info, and you can follow along there. All right, let's jump right into the conversation. Yay! Well, Kelsey, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. You and I got to talk. Well, it's been a few months. So I got to be a guest on your podcast, and it's a podcast that you and your dad do together, which I think is so cool. We haven't gotten to catch up. You've been a world traveler. So I'm going to just pick up kind of where we left off, which is talking about your personality type. Like, you were kind of in this discovery and had some questions. So why don't you share with my friends your journey so far and kind of where you've landed?
Well, Amy, you were great on the Talking Story podcast, so thank you. And yes. I felt like, yeah, you used me and my life and my struggle with who am I on our podcast to help me navigate the Enneagram. And I think on the podcast, we explored the struggle that I am. Like, am I a two? Am I a three? And you helped me navigate that it's okay to kind of be both. There's not a perfect number that fits everyone.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm probably still in those stages of still wrestling with, you know, sometimes I take it and I'm a stronger two. And then sometimes I take it and I'm a stronger three. And I feel like the only thing that I have found that may be different in the struggle that I have is the fact that I'm in a different season. And I don't know if our seasons connect with our Enneagram, but I just sometimes feel like, oh, the reason I probably feel stronger too right now is I am traveling. I am in Africa. And then I come home and I feel like I'm a stronger three because I feel that once I'm seeing the needs in my travels, then I come home wanting to implement business to try to solve some of these needs.
Yeah, totally. And I have this conversation all the time with people. I think, especially if you're wrestling between a two and a three, there's a strong possibility, it's not 100%, but strong possibility that you are a three wing two or a two wing three. And so I do believe that not only based on the chapter of life that we're in, but our environment, what do we need to utilize more? And then it all comes back to the inner motivation. If you are two or three, you're in the heart triad. And so the motivation there is for significance. Is it ultimately for significance in relationship to be needed, or is it in relationship to be seen as successful? And the other piece too that I've really been diving into privately, I haven't shared this, I only share it with coaching clients to help them figure it out, is that I've begun to see a pattern in each type where they have an either or brain, which ultimately leads us to indecision or some unhealthy choices if we just live in the either or brain. But once we recognize it, we begin to name it what it is. And for a two, the either or brain is wanted or unwanted, needed or unneeded. Whereas the three, it's either success or failure. And so knowing what you tend to think behind the scenes, not necessarily even express or communicate to others, but when you're really thinking behind the scenes, is this going to make me successful in other people's eyes or be a failure? Or will it be a success to myself or a failure to myself? Or will this communicate or fill my need to be needed or wanted? Or is this situation hitting on this pain point of being unwanted or unneeded? So that's always where I kind of like dial it in for people. And then like you in this process, it's a beautifully messy, like sidewinding, you know, and you could feel like you've landed on something. And then a year later, you hit a crisis and you're like, oh yeah, nope, something totally different, which is my story.
Well, I will say a shout out to your Instagram since we've now become friends and I'm following you. What you're posting on the Instagram of like, you know, here are some questions to ask and here's some healthy ways that you can be your Enneagram 2 or Enneagram 3. I just love the fuel that you are giving your clients and your followers to just help explore these avenues in a healthy way. So thanks for that.
Oh, absolutely. I love hearing that. I do love the funny, just caricature type of things. But really my goal here is to empower women and give that shortcut to emotional, spiritual, relational health. And so it's hard to do it in bite-sized chunks, but I appreciate that you appreciate it because it may not go viral, but if it's making a difference, that's what I'm here for.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge thing for me. So thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you'll have to continue to keep us posted as you vacillate where you really land as your dominant type. And we talk about a lot how we're, you know, all nine types and we move in and out of them in ways as we grow in our spiritual health, in our life with Jesus, as we walk with Jesus. That's the fruit that comes out, is that we get to employ all those different character traits. That's a beautiful thing when we get to do that. So speaking of the Instagram, though, I have noticed a lot of travel, a lot of fun adventures, which you often can't document much of it because of where you are, but give us a little update of what you've been doing. And as it relates to Moi Moi Market, which is why we're having this conversation.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for following me. And yes, this year has been a whirlwind. I was just noting, I don't know how, but I was talking to someone and I'm like, I have been on 37 flights since April of 2021.
Well, you're making up for last year.
Right. Well, and even last year I traveled, which is part of the story too, because in Hawaii, which is where I am, we have been in a shutdown. We are starting to open, but it's kind of been a roller coaster for us. And so instead of kind of sulking and going, oh my gosh, what's happening? I've just decided, since I am single and am able to travel and move, I thought this is the opportunity to make some big changes in my life. And it hasn't been easy. We're going to say today that I feel a little bit more Enneagram 3 if we're going to the heart of the matter. Sure. It hasn't been easy to navigate and to pivot, but that's something that I really feel like God has called me into. And so I just got back from 2 trips to Africa. I was there in June for a project that we're working on with Moi Moi Market. And then I was just there in this past October in Uganda. Wow. There's a lot of struggling people everywhere in the world, including the United States. But what I have found, especially in places like Africa and working with a lot of the businesses that we work with, third world countries do not have unemployment, PPP, stimulus programs. And so when economies are shutting down, people are looking at starvation. And the common narrative that I'm hearing amongst the folks that I'm talking to in these places is we would rather take our chances with the virus than starving. And a lot of people are starving right now. And so we're trying to figure out post-pandemic, and I don't even think we're post yet, but maybe mid-pandemic, what can we do as a community? It's not just Kelsey. It's all of us. It's all of us sisters and brothers in Christ, or even people who may be wrestling with the Christian faith, but just what can we do as a group of people to help folks in third world countries come back from this pandemic?
Oh, that's so good. What a great lead-in. Okay, so what's this Moi Moi Market? Why is she going to Africa? How can it help people to not starve? So that leads me really to, could you share the vision of Moi Moi Market? Maybe a little bit behind the scenes story, because these sort of things, they don't happen overnight. So I know there's an adventure all in that.
It's always an adventure. I live for an adventure. So
yes, you do.
I'm going to take you back a few years. Folks who are listening have gathered that I live on the Big Island of Hawaii. I am a divorcee, not proud of it, but I can see God's redemption woven in and out of my life. And as an Enneagram 3 who fears failure, that was so difficult for me. I'm the first person in my family to have experienced divorce. It takes 2 to tango, so I don't blame everything on the other party. I definitely have recognized the failings in my life. But what has been really cool to see God be so faithful in my life. And that's a whole nother story we could talk about.
It is. We might have to go there sometime.
We'll go there. I love to talk about is in this journey of redemption, the Lord has given me an opportunity to work out on the ocean, and that is with humpback whales. And that's actually where this whole story of Moi Moi Market begins, is I have had the opportunity to be a boat captain and business manager for a whale watch operation. And I've been doing that the last 10 years.
Amazing.
Just now transitioning to owning my own boat, which is another story. So I'm working on that currently. Fun. But it's actually the story of the humpback whales that inspired this idea for Moi Moi Market. And every year as the humpback whales come, and they're seasonal, so they're only here for the winter, we always like to make sure our facts are correct. And as science is changing, as we're starting to study animals more and more, we're realizing, oh, that fact may not be accurate. So we always want to make sure our facts are correct. Well, it was 2017, a fact came across my desk, and that was humpback whales are one of the few species to be altruistic. Amy, do you know what altruism means?
I do.
Okay. Not many people do. So whenever I ask that,
it's
on
an Enneagram
boat,
term. So that is only why. Yeah.
Love it. Well, many people don't know the word. So when I would ask it on the boat, it would be like crickets chirping. So either people were too shy, or a lot of people just were like, wow, we've heard the word, but we don't know what it means. So for anyone out there who's going, I don't know what altruism means. It means doing something for another in kind with no benefit to yourself. Altruism requires being uncomfortable. Oftentimes there's pain, there's inconvenience involved. So what does this have to do with humpback whales? Well, these humpback whales will actually come and intervene when a predator, like a killer whale or a shark, is attacking a prey, like a sea lion or maybe even a baby gray whale. So not even within their species. Whoa. So humpback whales have a sense of compassion to go, we want to protect the prey from the predator, and they will use their bodies to come and intervene. Every time they do this, they risk getting hurt. They risk getting injured themselves. But yet there have been 115 documented cases of humpback whales intervening on other species' behalf. And as this came across my desk and I'm sharing this with our guest on our boat, it just hit me. I'm like, this is our call as Christians. This is what Jesus has done on the cross for us. And as we wrestle with this idea of, okay, what does it mean to be a follower of Christ? He comes and tells us to take up our crosses and to follow him. And so this idea of our call or our response to Christ is to intervene on other people's behalf. Yes. And so about a year later, I went to Southeast Asia thinking I was going to write a story. I'm very passionate about human and sex trafficking, and I have a friend there working with women. So I went to Southeast Asia and I said, you know what? I would love to know what you're doing to help women out of sexual exploitation. I would love to write an article. Sometimes I do that for Focus on the Family and whatnot. And after walking the brothels with her and talking with her, and learning what I learned from the humpback whales, I put the two together and I said, you know what? I am meant to start a business. I think I'm going to figure out a way that myself and more people can easily intervene on other people's behalf, whether it's with our time, with our resources, and with our money. And that's what birthed Moi Moi Market, is that I wanted to make it a one-stop shop for brands that are purposeful. So we have four pillars that we want to help women out of sex trafficking. We want to provide clean water in places that don't have, build schools, and clean up our oceans.
Kelsey, that is such a beautiful story. And that is, I think, the call of the Christian, all of us as Christ followers. If we're going to be with Christ, then we're going to give generously and give without the strings attached, and maybe sacrificially. I mean, oftentimes we're called to the sacrificial giving, which I know that for you, and you would probably be the last one, but I know there's been so much sacrifice in this venture, if you will, and hours and energy and ideas and sleep, so many elements. Okay, that was the journey. What does Moi Moi Market look like now? What was the fruition? What really came together? All these ideas and these passions merged at once.
Yeah, that's a great question. It took 5 months to...
That's not long, actually.
No, it helped that I was a business manager. So I, you know, knew business. Although, just a little backstory, I did not study business in college. So my degree was youth ministry adolescent studies. So I always tell people, God will just take you on a journey that you're just not even prepared for if and when you surrender to him. Yeah. And it does, it, like you alluded to, it does require sacrifice. There's been a lot of giving up some of the things that I've wanted to be in control of. Also an Enneagram 3 struggle. You know, we want to control, we want to manipulate. That's an unhealthy version of the 3. And so it's been a journey of releasing, of surrendering. But I think my motivation and the goal was, again, talking with Jenny in Southeast Asia, and her hearing her story of starting with 5 women, just having this passion of helping these women. She lived next door to a brothel and she was, you know, what do I do? What do I do? And so she went in and the only thing she knew was I could teach English. And so she started to teach English. And then she found out that these women are there because they're forced, frauded, and coerced. And once they're there, it's not chains that are keeping them. It's the shame of society. And most of these women have about a 7-year lifespan once they get forced into prostitution. But as Jenny explained to me, that when you go in and you say, hey, I'm here to show you that you have value and that you are loved and you have a purpose, and it doesn't matter what you do. And this is for anyone listening, that you have value, that you are loved. It doesn't matter what you've done, maybe what you've been forced to do or what's been done to you, but that there's hope and there's a future for you. And so she took on these 5 women, started to help them, saw a need that they just need to be able to provide for themselves. The reason why they got forced, frauded, and coerced is they needed a way to provide for their families. And so she wanted to give them an alternative, and that was to make jewelry. And then she started to realize, wow, there's something here. So since then, and that was, she started back in 2008, and here we are in 2021, and she's helped over 140 women.
Wow.
all the sexual exploitation in the Southeast Asia. And so I've come in and I've thought, we just want to amplify that. We just want to tell more people, connect audiences of different brands to say, hey, you have a heart. We can see that you're part of Mud Love in Indiana that loves to buy these coffee mugs, that has a donation back to maintaining wells in Africa. But hey, have you heard about Starfish Project over here in Southeast Asia? And then also not only connecting audiences, but saying, inviting new people and bringing that story to say, hey, you can make a difference in these people's lives, whether they're men, whether they're women, whether they're children, just by how you purchase products. You know, our message doesn't stay with just purchasing. There's a lot of people struggling, especially after a pandemic, who don't have a lot of extra money to spend. And Christmas may be really hard this year, but our message is still saying you have time. That's the gift that all of us have that really equalizes the playing field to say, hey, we all have time. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's what you do with that time. Maybe it's volunteering at a local soup kitchen or another nonprofit in your area. Maybe it's a resource. Maybe it's picking up someone and taking them to an area that they need to go. And that's just using your car that's a resource to help bless others. And so that's the altruism that is our message beyond just Moi Moi Market to say, hey, this planet needs you. And we are so thankful that you are you, because we are all created with a purpose. There's not a mistake that we walk this planet.
This is so good. I love it. It's just so inspiring. And it's true. We can do these little things. That's how we kicked off the Advent series, was with Becky and just talking about showing up with kindness. And it's the simple acts of kindness. And this is taking it step further. This is matching kindness maybe with financial resources or practical, tangible help. So I'm going to, in a minute, after we do our kind of what I'm calling rapid fire Christmas questions, because it is the Advent holiday season, I would love for you to tell us maybe some special things that you have at Moi Moi Market. But when people who are listening and they're opening up their web browser on their phone while they're listening, going Moi Moi Market. So when they type that in, what are they going to find? How can they partner or get involved?
Yes. Oh my goodness. I'm glad you asked that question. So first off, Moi Moi is a weird word. People do ask, why did you choose Moi Moi? And I said, I was drawn to the Ubers and the Googles of this world who came up with this crazy word, and then they revolved a brand around the word. And now the word really defines the brand. So anyway, yes, for your listeners, Moi Moi is spelled M-O-I-M-O-I markets.com. And this Christmas season, we have a lot of bundles we're putting together because we just hit our 3-year anniversary. We launched our first product, a children's book. And so with that, and of course it has to do about whales, and part of it's why I traveled to Africa. So people can get to the Talking Story podcast to learn more, but we have a whale necklace that's tied to the Starfish Project, helping women out of sexual exploitation. We have a whale journal that's coming. And so there's going to be bundles throughout from Giving Tuesday all the way through Christmas that people can think, man, I want to use my dollar not only to give an amazing gift to my family member or my friend or my loved one, but I also want to use it to make a difference in someone's life. And so we just hope that, you know, we're a marketplace that someone thinks about for their Christmas shopping. We also have a beautiful Moi Moi box that carries up bamboo utensils, because again, one of our platforms is we want to clean up our oceans. I've been working out on the ocean for 10 years. I've seen the damage done by plastics. And I'm a Colorado girl born and raised. So I remember being landlocked and not quite understanding the issues of trash and being like, I don't really see it as a big deal, but I do see it more and more as a big deal. And then even traveling to these third world countries going, there's something here. We need to do something about it. You know, just using less plastics can start. And then we have a beautiful journal that we've co-created with someone here on the Big Island. And then again, matched with another necklace from Starfish Project. So we just want to make things more affordable, bundle them together. And so I would encourage your listeners to just sign up for our newsletter, and they can just be updated with the, hey, what's new with Moi Moi? What are the deals? And just to make sure that we don't go into your junk mail. So just keep us alive and well in your inbox, and we'll keep you up to date with what's happening.
Oh, perfect. Yes, absolutely. Go check it out. Find that special and unique gift to give that will not only delight the giver, but in the meantime, you'll be doing something really meaningful to help support women that otherwise your dollars may not touch. So this is a way to get it out there. And I know we all have passion projects and maybe ministries or organizations that we'd love to support. And especially around this time of year, it feels like a lot of them are asking because they need end of the year gifts. But what a perfect way for a win-win where we get something really beautiful and we're giving something that can be life-changing. So I love it. So good. Okay. So are you ready for rapid fire? And then we're going to go back to maybe one last thing you want to share about the Moi Moi market. And so I've been just having fun asking these things because this is our fifth annual holiday season of the podcast. I know. Oh, that feels so exciting. Legit somehow. But you know, I can't help it. I love Christmas. So the first one is, what is your favorite Christmas carol?
I love O Holy Night. In fact, I did an entire podcast on just this song because the guy who wrote it and produced it back in the late 1800s, his heart resonates with my heart. And so the chain shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name, all oppression shall cease. That just resonates with my heart.
It does.
And what Moi Moi stands for. So when you said, you know, asked that, I was like, I already know.
So it's perfect. I love it. Well, we'll have to link that podcast episode here in the show notes because, I mean, hey, you want to get all the holiday episodes that you can. I think this is a good one. In fact, someone suggested a while back, hey, would you do a whole episode on different Christmas carols? And I started diving into and researching it, and it was going to be such a momentous project in my mind, but something I really wanted to do. I was like, I think that might have to wait until I get a little bit more help, but I love the idea because there were so many amazing stories behind some of our favorites and some not even well known, but the story behind them, I'm like, we need to bring these back. So I love it. At least this year, we're asking the question.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. And the last but not least, your favorite Christmas tradition, or maybe something new you want to do this year.
That's a hard one, but I love going to Christmas Eve services. I think for the sake of community and camaraderie, like that you're just gathering with a group of people. Yeah. But I also was thinking of this, that I am just not one who has a lot of traditions, and I really respect, I have a lot of friends that do. And so even to your audience, I was like, I would just love to hear maybe some ideas that they do in their family. And then to, you know, slide, you know, come into my DM, you know, I want to know, I want some ideas of here's my heart and altruism and helping others. And there's probably families out there that have the beautiful idea of how to use Christmas to do so. So kind of putting it back to you and your audience, like come find me and let me know what you do, because I need some areas of growth in this.
That's a great idea. And also to celebrate that you might be someone who likes to mix it up every year. And that is an area of growth. If you are a future thinker, if you lead as a three and that's your dominant type, you tend to think in the future, and you tend to think of what's next and the big project and everything like that. Whereas someone who leads as a 4, 5, or 9, they are going to be thinking about past and maybe be more traditionally focused, where they are thinking about what were the favorite memories of past Christmases, and they're really good about incorporating it. So I lean heavily on those also as a forward thinker myself as a 7. You know, I even think every year, oh, I need to ask the kids, even though they're all assertive types, what matters to you this year? What have you been looking forward to since last Christmas that will do? And that is just such a great idea, asking people. And I do, friends, go friend Kelsey, give her your ideas and all of that, because those are sometimes the best traditions can start from borrowing from somebody else.
I need new ones. So I love Christmas Eve, but I want new ones.
Yeah, that's so good. We always like, for me, it's about the food. Let's be honest. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we don't count calories in this house. My daughters already have the list of all the baking goods that they want to make sure we make this year. And I'm like, great, excuse for me to bake. Hey, I'm just, you know, making sure the kids' desires are fulfilled. There's got to be something unique that you do in Hawaii as opposed to the other landlocked states. Some of that tradition, has that rubbed off on you at all from a cultural standpoint, from you know, island living?
It doesn't feel like Christmas when you're here in Hawaii. I have struggled with that. I've been here 12 years. And, you know, I just, since I grew up in Colorado, I do sometimes miss the snow and just what Christmas means when you live in a cold state. And in Hawaii, I'll be honest, it's a busy season for the boat world. And then because it's just still hot, sometimes we get snow on top of our almost 14,000 foot mountain called Mauna Kea. And when that happens, it's like, oh, it feels like Christmas.
Yay!
And sometimes the Hawaiian folks will rush up there with their pickup trucks, load up snow in their the bed of their truck, rush it down. And then the kids are going to try to build snowmen as quickly as possible before it melts. And they just turn into like ice balls. And so that's kind of like our only, I know it's hilarious because you know, when there's snow at the top of the mountain and you just see all these like melted snowmen and you're like, oh, okay, that's going to last 2 hours. But that's like what we hold on to. That feels like Christmas here in Hawaii.
Totally. Oh my goodness. I think that's a really sweet and unique memory maker for sure. We don't always get Christmas, but I'm not having to haul it from the mountaintop.
Haul it here in Hawaii.
That's right. That's right. Okay. As we just finish up here, Kelsey, thank you so much for sharing your story, giving us a glimpse in your world, and definitely the passion and the mission and the vision behind Moi Moi Market. So let us know what else, not only are some of these new bundles that are coming out about the new children's book, that sounds lovely and a great gift. Anything else special that we can expect to find there as we peek on your website?
Yeah, no, I actually, again, just maybe a call out to the folks listening I've never stopped growing. I will never stop growing, right? That's something beautiful about humans. And our market's the same way. The pandemic was really hard for us to try to stay alive in. We were supposed to have 27 brands at the end of 2020, and we're about 17 right now, but we're looking for growth. The pandemic has slowed our growth, but if someone's listening and they're like, oh my goodness, I know of a brand or 501c3 that's doing amazing things in this country and they're trying to sell products, we want to be connected with those brands because we do want to grow. We want to be a one-stop shop for products of purpose, to where people, when they think gifts or just even themselves and they want to make a difference with their dollar, that they just automatically think, oh, Moi Moi Market. And we need people like you, your listener, to come in and one, be a consumer. We need customers. No one can stay alive. Just like our Jenny in Southeast Asia, helping women out of sexual exploitation. She can't stay alive. The business can't stay alive without people purchasing these products. That goes for Moi Moi. We can't stay alive. So we encourage folks to come in that way. And then if they know someone of a brand and they're like, hey, we want to bring in a brand or suggest a brand, again, come into Moi Moi Market on our Instagram or come find me at CAPT Kelsey Hawaii. And we just want to know, we're always growing. We've never arrived. And so we just want to let your listener know that we have still a long way to go, but that they can come in right now, be part of our tribe. We would love to have them. And we'll just continue to change the world together.
Oh, yes. Let's change the world. Oh, Kelsey, thank you so much. This was just the best. And thank you for being part of this special Advent season.
Thanks for having me.
Aren't you so inspired? I really love Kelsey's enthusiasm and all the ways that she is doing her part to make a difference. Be sure and check out Moi Moi Market for your intentional gift-giving ideas this Christmas. I'd love for you to share on Instagram what you're getting from the market and what you enjoyed about this conversation. Also, if you found something about this conversation that was encouraging to you, and maybe it brought someone to mind who could be encouraged as well, well, I would love for you to share it. You can text it, you can send it through social media, or you can even leave a 5-star review so that way other people know what to expect in our conversations. Your support is truly one of the best gifts that you can give to me. Now, next week, I'm going to share a seasonal favorite, the Enneagram and gift giving. It's going to be a 2-part episode with 9 different personality types sharing their perspective on gift buying and gift getting. It is so much fun. Until next time, continue to pursue perspective, purpose, and plans for a wholehearted Advent season.